Okay, for you, anything, Papa.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tú tienes la bamba color.
Hello, hello, Tilda Radio. This is DJ Guapofu, as typical, welcoming you to the live 225th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, featuring Shayla E. Shayla Cecilia Escovedo, part of the Escovedo musical clan, here performing Bemba Colora with Gloria Estefan, at least. We've more than just Gloria Estefan. Mimi Sukar as well, who we heard in the opening track with the Peruvian Festejo Falls Criollo Classic Ritmo Color y Sabor. Thank you all for tuning in. We're broadcasting as typical from North Potomac, an unincorporated suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Mid County, Montgomery County, Maryland. This is Beautiful Night with the musical sage of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Prince, who I believe dated Shayla E. for quite a long time. Probably tell from the rhythm here that it's a Prince track. I'd like to welcome Sonomo from Ithaca, New York, in the United States. I'd like to welcome Vista from San Diego, California, the United States, and F-Fog, I think from somewhere in Texas. Let me check to make sure. I forget Dallas, Austin, Houston, or San Antonio. I think it was Dallas, maybe it was Houston. It's been too long, F-Fog. My memory is hazier than the Houston sky. Okay. Houston. Okay. That makes sense. Good music out of Houston. Okay, let's enjoy this track. Famous salsa standard, Anacaona.
Primitiva. Anacaona, mare, historia, frita, destino, genocidio.
This is A Love Bizarre. Cecilia Escovedo was born December 12, 1957 in Oakland, California. She is a singer, songwriter, drummer, and percussionist, though she plays many instruments aside from the drums. She's sometimes referred to as the Queen of Percussion, and her music has incorporated a wide diverse variety of styles, including R&B, funk, jazz, pop, synth pop, Latin pop, and salsa. She began her musical career as a percussionist for the George Duke Band in 1976, but departed from the band in 1980. She rose to mainstream success with the release of her debut album, The Glamorous Life, in 1984. The album singles The Glamorous Life and The Bell of St. Mark became international hits. The album earned 4 Grammy Award nominations, including one for Best New Artist. Her follow-up album, Romance 1600 in 1985, produced another top-charting international hit called, wait for it, A Love Bizarre, the track we're listening to now. She released 2 more albums on Warner Brothers Records, Shayla E. in 1987, and Sex Symbol, that's funny, humorous pun there, in 1991. In 2021, she received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In July 2023, she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in April 2024, she released her 9th album, Bailar. Its single, Bemba Colera, which we listened to earlier, won a Grammy Award for Best Global Music Performance at the 67th Annual Grammy Awards. As I mentioned, born in Oakland, California, Sheila E. is the daughter of Juanita Cadera, a dairy factory worker, and percussionist Pete Escovedo, with whom she frequently performs. Her mother is of Creole French African descent, while her father is of Mexican American Chicano origin. She was raised Catholic. Pete Escovedo and his brother Coke were born in LA, and they were sons of Pedro Escovedo, who had immigrated from Mexico at age 12. Her uncles include Javier Escovedo, founder of seminal San Diego punk act The Zeros, Alejandro Escovedo, who I should feature in a future episode, founder of seminal San Francisco punk band Nuns, Mario Escovedo, who fronted long-running indie rockers The Dragons, and Coke Escovedo, as I mentioned earlier, who is in Santana and formed the band Azteca. Nicole Ritchie is Sheila E.'s biological niece, the daughter of Sheila's musician brother, Peter Michael Escovedo. Tito Puente was her godfather. As I said earlier, the Escovedo musical clan. In 1976, Escovedo debuted on jazz bassist Alfonso Johnson's album Yesterday's Dream. In 1977, Escovedo and her father Pete released an album called Solo 2, credited to both Pete and Sheila Escovedo. In the same year, she joined the George Duke Band as their percussionist. She appeared in Duke's albums, including Don't Let Go, 1978, Follow the Rainbow in 1979, Master of the Game in 1979, and Brazilian Love Affair in 1980. In 1978, Escovedo and her father released their second album, Happy Together, on Fantasy Records. In 1979, she contributed percussion to Michael Jackson's hit song, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. In 1980, she appeared on Herbie Hancock's album, Monster. In 1983, she joined Marvin Gaye's There's a local connection, a son of Dean Wood. She joined Marvin Gaye's final tour, the Midnight Love Tour, as one of his percussionists. That I'll get back to more Shayla E. history in a few more minutes. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the show. This is good stuff. The 12-minute song. His next track is El Rey del Timbal, a tribute to Tito Puente, featuring Gilberto Santa Rosa. And there it goes. Next track is just called Descarga. We'll be right back.
your dream. Party people, get your hands up in the building.
from London to LA. Yeah, you got me, Diego. Oops, I meant Jose. Let's drive down to Monaco, see the crimson of the moon. Mi corazón, we can stay right here till the flowers bloom.
This is Mi Amor. I have a lot more tracks through the top of the hour, including Sex Symbol. Let's see if there's other Sheila E. history to go through here. In 1984, Sheila E. signed a record deal with Warner Brothers Records, adopted the stage name Sheila E., and began recording her first solo album with singer and musician Prince, whom she met at a concert when she was performing with her dad in 1977. She released her debut solo album, The Glamorous Life, on June 4th, 1984, which peaked at number 28 on the U.S. Billboard 200 and sold over 500,000 copies in the U.S., becoming certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. This is In Perfect Time. In March 1985, she appeared on USA for Africa's song We Are the World. She released her second album, Romance 1600, on August 26th, 1985. Where A Love Bizarre was first released. Let's see, in 1994, she was a featured percussionist for Gloria Estefan's album Mi Tierra. She joined Ringo Starr and his all-star band in 2001, touring with them in 2001, 2003, and 2006.
Brothers and sisters,
a lot of different groups and styles represented in her work.
Only we could see, must be kind. Knowledge and wisdom
we will find.
All things happen in perfect time.
Sheila's voice is classified as contralto. She's also renowned not only as a percussion virtuoso, but as a multi-instrumentalist. She names her dad Pete Escovedo as her major musical influence, perhaps not surprising, and is reported to have started copying his hand movements when he played the drums starting at age 3. She began working musically with her father during her teenage years, recording two albums with him, called Solo 2 and Happy Together. She plays not only drums, but congas, various percussion instruments, congas, bongos, shakers, tambourines, and shekere. Her signature instrument are a custom-made timbales that are equipped with two cowbells, referred to as LP Sheila E. Signature Timbale Set, and paired with Zildjian cymbals. All right. Well, with that, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. There will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, an archive posted shortly after the end of this episode. With that, let's see who we have scheduled for next week. We have Millie Quezada. Don't go anywhere, since we have plenty more tracks going through the top of the hour. I count some 6 more in the queue if you'd like to stick around. I hope you've had a great end to your week and a refreshing start to your weekend. A perfect start to your weekend. Haha. Knowledge and wisdom. Just joined by two of our regulars, Gemlog from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada, and Maya Alpizada from Mexico City, Mexico. Late, but not too late. Still plenty more great stuff. I think you'll really enjoy this. B-Stuff said, we're enjoying the Sheila sounds and Sheila beats. And Sheila songs, I guess. Don't think about it, don't say quiet tequila.